进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi, and welcome to Enjoy English. I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
And today and tomorrow, we will be looking at our in-depth learning lessons all about this young man called Bobby, who had a couple of bosses, and unfortunately he wasn't happy with either boss.
Do you think it was Bobby's problem?
Well, I think instead of discussing what it might have been,we should get right into the story so the students can find out for themselves what happened with Bobby and his bosses.
Okay, 所以各位同学，我们今天的知识放大镜呢，这个光看 title 大家就知道了，过犹不及，其实两个都不好。那么 Bobby 他的这个 balance, 就是他自己应该要找到一个我们讲中庸之道的地方在哪里呢？那可见这应该是我们今天 conversation 里面要来帮 Bobby 找出来的。
Okay, now before we start, we're going to help you with
Building your vocabulary. The first word is compliment.
赞美。
Mitch complimented Beth on her new shoes.
Oh, Beth, your shoes are so lovely.
Thank you, Mitch. Where did you get them?
Is Beth a man?
No, Beth is a woman. I'm just being more silly.
We were trying to be a little bit funny, but it was just cold.
It was just cold. Okay.
I'm glad you know.
Good. Rarely do my cold jokes succeed.And the second word is?
Rarely.
很少难得
I rarely go to that restaurant for lunch because they're not open for lunch?
Because they just don't taste good.
Absolutely.
Or because it's expensive.
It's nothing that I would applaud for.
No.
Ooh.
Number three is applaud.
Wow, okay, 第三个就是刚刚讲我不会拍手鼓掌的这个价钱所以他不会去吃、这个鼓掌喝彩就是 applaud.
After the play, everyone stood up to applaud.
拍拍手，拍拍手。
Wow, thank you.
Okay, students, we also have three
phrases for learning.
Number one is wrap up.
完成结束。
Now, this is not wrap up like a Christmas present.
Or a package.
That's right. This is wrap up like finish.
Mm.
The police will soon wrap up their investigation.
Number two is except for.
除了什么之外。
No one passed the exam except for Vicky.
So she cheats.
No, Vicky's the only one who did her studying and her homework.
Okay, so.
She's smart.
That's、yeah. another possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next
Number one. Number three, have had it.
受够了忍无可忍。
Jason has had it with his boring job.You know, you could also say, is fed up. Jason is fed up with his boring job.
Or you can say, I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
我受够了。
对, both are good ones. 所以我们先拼那个 fed up with.
F-E-D, fed up, U-P, with W-I-T-H.
Very good. 这里的 fed 是原形动词。
It's not eating.
对，它是原形动词 feed 的过去分词、
mm-hmm.
OK, 那么 feed 就是只要 F-E-E-D 就好了那么另外刚刚这个、Steve 老师这个讲的 had enough、right?
Yeah, I have had enough、
mm-hmm.
Had enough H-A-D So the past tense of have
That's right
And enough E-N-O-U-G-H
Very good 都是我受够了 OK
And we've had enough of these
Yeah
Let's move on to our extra vocabulary words
Sure
The first one is computer programmer.
电脑程式设计师。
Number two is employee.
受雇者雇员。
Number three is presentation.
报告说明。
And number four is client.
客户。
Okay, let's have a look at the first paragraph of Bobby's balance.
Bobby Jones liked his job as a computer programmer.His co-workers were all nice, and the office was close to his house. There was only one problem. His boss. Mr. Lee never complimented anyone. Most people in the office worked hard, and even stayed a couple of hours late each night, but Mr. Lee never said a word. As a matter of fact, he rarely talked to any of his employees.
So Mr. Lee is not a very friendly boss, is he?
No, and it doesn't sound like a very good boss.
No, not entirely a bad boss, though, because his employees do stay late and they work hard.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't know how to show appreciation. Maybe he pays them really well.
Maybe.
Which is why they stay.
That's right.
Could be.
OK, 所以刚刚呢，这个 Amanda 老师讲到一个很好的字啊，他说这个李先生不见得是一个很坏的老板，但他不知道怎么样来表达他的感激之意啊，叫做 show appreciation 这个字可以学起来。Can we spell that, please?
Appreciation. A-P-P-R-E-C-I-A-T-I-O-N. Appreciation.
Very good.
Thank you. Let's have a look at our first sentence.Bobby Jones liked his job as a computer programmer. So this story is about this man, Bobby Jones, and he liked his job. He enjoyed his work. And what did he do? He was a computer programmer. So he wrote software, that is programs, for different companies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.所以呢我们一开始来看到第一句呢我们的主角 Bobby Jones 呢他很喜欢他的工作。什么工作呢你后面加一个 as a, 就是身为一个什么什么样身份的这个工作的人啊。所以 as a computer programmer, 就是我们讲电脑的程式设计者啊。因为这个 program 它可以当节目啦啊，也可以当这个一个企划的内容，但在这里它是讲电脑的程式，那么你后面加了一个 ER 就变成这个人，所以就是写程式的人。
His co-workers were all nice and the office was close to his house. So his co-workers, Bobby Jones' co-workers, the people he worked with, were all nice. They all got along well.
Okay, co-workers. Another word would be colleagues.
Colleagues, yes.
Can we spell that, please?
C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E-S. Colleagues.
And the office, the place he worked, was close to his house. So maybe he could even walk to work.
That's very convenient.
Oh, yes. Very convenient.
所以我们来看到第二句讲到呢哇哦他这个为什么喜欢工作呢所以你看第二句会讲到他的 reasons, 理由了啊。第一个他的同事们都很好 all nice, 人都很好。所以刚刚这里的 co-workers, 或者是刚刚拼的 colleagues, 都可以啊。但是 co-worker 中间有一个 hyphen,、
mm-hmm.
要记得啊。那么然后呢他的这个办公室又 be close to, 就是离什么很近。离哪里很近呢 ?his house, 离他家很近。哦这个是很多上班族梦寐以求的了啊。Mm-hmm. 那么刚刚呢 ,Steve 老师有讲到一个片语我们可以学下来叫做 get along with, 就是跟谁相处、mm-hmm. ,ok?
Get, G-E-T, along, A-L-O-N-G, with, W-I-T-H.
Very good.
There was only one problem. So Bobby Jones only had one problem with his work. His boss.
Rah!
Exactly. His boss, who's Mr. Lee, he never complimented anyone. If you compliment someone, you say something nice about what they've done or what they're wearing or how they look or something.
Yeah.
So maybe like, wow, Teacher Lori.
I know.
You are so beautiful.
You haven't said that yet.
Teacher Steve, that's a wonderful shirt you're wearing.
Amanda, I really like how your voice sounds.
Okay, stop.
Thank you. Okay, so we are complimenting. Mr. Lee never complimented anyone. Now, you don't want your boss necessarily to compliment your clothes or your hair or whatever.
Hey, but, Amanda, that's a nice skirt.
Yeah, yuck. No, you would like your boss to compliment your work. So for Mr. Lee to say to Bobby...Wow, that's a great computer program you wrote, or that's a very efficient program. It does the job well.
That is the kind of compliment that you would like to hear、
mm-hmm.
from your boss.
That's、mm-hmm. right. OK， 所以我们接下来呢，他讲到说，可是只有一个问题 ，there was 就是有啊，有什么呢 ？Only one 只有一个的问题是什么呢？哇，竟然是他的老板啊，那这就不妙了。那么他的老板呢 ，Mr. Lee 从来没有从不就是 never complimented， 这里是把动词然后加了一个 ed 是过去式，他从来不会去夸奖任何人啊。所以我们刚刚讲到夸奖有很多种，但是你在工作的场合希望得到的当然是你的 professional 的 performance 的那种、这个 compliment。 OK，
Most people in the office worked hard and even stayed a couple of hours late each night, but Mr. Lee never said a wordSo most people in the office, most of his, Bobby's co-workers, worked hard. They really worked hard at doing their job. And even stayed a couple of hours late each night.
加班。
Yeah, and、mm-hmm. this says each night. So this means、
wow.
every night.
Staying until 7 or 8.
Really
yeah,
hard
or maybe、
working.
Even later.
Yeah.
So they were all hard working. But Mr. Lee...never said a word. So he never said thank you. He never said you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
He just expected his employees to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you know this a couple of hours late. If we're saying this at a normal speed as opposed to a speed for you guys to understand easily, it would come out stayed a couple of hours late. Couple of.
Yeah.
Couple of hours.
Stayed a couple of.
Very good. There's、mm-hmm. a linkage、mm-hmm. occurred.OK， 所以呢，这边接下来他讲到了说，大部分的人在这个办公室里啊、哦，那就是谁呢 ？Bobby 的同事们咯，他们总是非常认真的工作。这里的 worked hard， 这里的 hard 不是很困难，也不是很硬，
no.
而是很认真
，diligently。
Good word，
diligently， D-I-L-I-G-E-N-T-L.Why? Diligently.
哎，就是我们讲很勤奋的，很认真努力的啊。所以呢，他们大家不仅工作得很认真，而且甚至每个晚上都会加班好几个小时。这里的 stay late 啊，那它是在办公室留的晚，那就是我们讲的加班啊。那么刚刚的这个 a couple of， 它连音起来的时候就会变成 Amanda 老师刚刚念的
a couple of。
OK， 好，就这个你听到两种快的跟慢的念法。好，所以呢，但是对于这样子的认真的员工 ，Mr. Lee 从来没有说过半个字。
So not only did he never say a word, as a matter of fact, he rarely talked to any of his employees. So as a matter of fact, in fact, he rarely, almost never talked to any of his employees, the people who worked for him.、
Mm-hmm.
So what could be good about that is,He is not giving compliments, but it also sounds like he's not
criticizing
people
yelling,
either, or yelling, or saying, you're doing a terrible job, or, you、
yeah.
know. So that's what I said earlier. I don't think maybe he's a good boss、
mm-hmm.
because he does not participate in what's going on in the office.
That's very possible.
Yeah, he might be a nice guy,
yeah,
but...He doesn't participate. Not good at people skills.
That's right. OK, 好，所以接下来呢，我们看到最后一句说，事实上啊、哦，他刚刚讲到说，他对于这些表现从来没说过半个字。事实上，不只是对这些表现没说，他其实根本很少跟任何他的员工讲话啊、哦。所以这里的 as a matter of fact， 它是一个固定的片语用法，逗点后面接你的主词啊、哦。那么 rarely 就是刚刚 Amanda 老师讲的 almost。Never, 几乎从不、哦、那个是、这个频率副词里面呢第二少的、哦、一个 rarely。 那么刚刚呢这个、Steve 老师补充的说，但是呢这也表示他不会一天到晚抓着他的员工大骂啦、哦、或者是这个、一直批评他们啦，或者一直吵他们、哦、所以他可能只是一个比较沉默寡言的老板，不太善于跟人社交，这个叫做不是很 good at people
skills.
OK, 这个大家可以学起来。 Can we spell that?
PeoplePeople and skills, skills.
Okay.
Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out what happens with Bobby and Mr. Lee. Hi, and welcome back to Enjoy English. I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And and I'm Lori.
And now we're going to look at the second paragraph of our in-depth learning for today, Monday, April 16th. Bobby's balance. One Monday morning, Bobby had a huge presentation that he had to give. He worked all weekend to wrap up the special computer program he designed to show to some important clients. After the presentation, everyone in the meeting applauded, except for Mr. Lee. Bobby sold the program and made millions of dollars for the company. However, Mr. Lee still didn't come by Bobby's office to thank him in person. This was when Bobby decided that he had had it. He needed to work in a place where someone appreciated him enough to say thanks when a job was well done. In university, we studied psychology.
Mm-hmm. 心理学.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that came up when people were talking about why they left a job, the most important thing was not money. The most important thing was being appreciated.
Okay.
Really?
Yep, that is the most important thing. And that is, frankly, one of the reasons I love working here is because every time I see Peter Lai, he shakes my hand and says, Vanda, we really appreciate the job you're doing. You're so great. And I just kind of go, I'm so fabulous. It makes me very happy to come to work.
Ah,
yeah, interesting.
Actually, now that you say that, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the jobs that I've left really was because I was unhappy because they didn't realize how much I was doing for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt unappreciated.
Exactly. It's not. I mean, the money, of course, is important. We all work not because we love work, but because we need a job.
Mm-hmm.
But the work that we choose and the work we stay at depends a lot on if we feel appreciated.
Interesting.
Mm. 所以呢，这个可以知道赖老师是一个 very good and kind boss、
mm-hmm.
哦。他这个就是不会吝啬于去 show appreciation 这个 to his team, right?、
Mm-hmm.
或者 his staff, 或者是我们说的这些老师。I agree with that.、
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 我们现在拍马屁够了吧？
Yeah, about enough. Let's move on.
Okay.
So one Monday morning, Bobby had a huge presentation that he had to give. So on a Monday morning,、
mm-hmm.
Bobby had a huge presentation. Now, maybe he was presenting an idea for
a very important client.
A very important client.
It says it's a special computer program.
Yeah, it was a special computer program. But so his presentation, it might be telling them what this program is about.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It might be showing them how the program works. Maybe it's all of it. He had to prepare a special presentation, and it was very big. It was a big deal to the company.
Yeah.
So they say it was a huge presentation that he had to give.
And when we're talking about a presentation, we don't say he had to say mm-hmm. or speak a presentation, which would maybe be logical.But we say give a presentation.
That's right. Okay? 所以呢接下来讲到在一个星期一的早上哦天哪这个 Lori 老师也是上班族星期一的早上是最痛苦的哦、
mm-hmm.
然后呢更糟的是 Bobby 居然有一个 huge, 不是说他手上的这个 presentation 很大意思是说非常非常的 important.
Yes.
很重要的一个 present. 其实这个字在中文很有趣它已经都取代了就是我们一般来讲是说我们要做一个简报。可是呢 ,presentation 一般已经很少人在讲简报你在职场上大部分都会听到哎我今天有一个很重要的 present 要做可是那个 present 其实那个词性不对、
mm-hmm.
可是呢 well, 这是大部分的 business persons 他们就这样用了好、mm-hmm. 所以你知道原本是 presentation、
mm-hmm.
中文叫简报、那不过很多人就会在讲说哦我有一个 present 礼拜一要做怎么样怎么样的好那么这个要做我们不是用 do 而是刚刚 Amanda 老师讲的用give 这个动词、mm-hmm. 哦、所以他有一个很重要的简报呢必须要做
He worked all weekend So Bobby worked all of Saturday and all of Sunday to wrap up the special computer program So to wrap up means to finish it up、
mm-hmm.
Probably he'd already written the program So now he was just going through testing making sure there were no problems and I'm sure students yeah,
quality check
you all know this、expression bugsTo make sure there's no bugs in
make
the
sure
program.
Make sure there's no problems.
Exactly.
Good.
And this special computer program he designed to show to some important clients. So these are clients, people who will hopefully buy the program.、
Mm.
If they're important, usually that means、they might buy a lot and therefore make a lot of money for the、
yes.
company.
OK， 所以呢，接下来讲到了他呢工作了整个周末来这里，不是包起来，而是来完成这个特别的电脑程式。那么这个电脑程式是怎么样的呢？所以后面这边你要知道，他是在补充修饰，是他设计来要秀给、要展示给一些重要客户看的那个程式。
After the presentation, everyone in the meeting applauded, except for Mr. Lee.So after Bobby's big, huge presentation,、everyone applauded, everyone in the meeting.
They clapped.
So the clients, the customers, they clapped.
So does that mean that's a good presentation?
Yes,
it's an excellent
it means they liked it very much. So everyone applauded, everyone clapped, except for Mr. Lee. So Mr. Lee was, as we say, stone cold.
Mm-hmm. 跟石头一样的冷淡。
Yeah.
Okay.所以呢他接下来讲到说了啊，这个 after the presentation 他简报做完之后呢，哇，他成功到是与会的人 everyone in the meeting， 我们翻成与会的所有的人都站起来鼓掌啊。所以呢他没有站起来，就是都鼓掌了啊。那么除了 Mr. Lee， 所以呢大家都觉得他做得很好，但是还是只有 Mr. Lee 他是刚刚 Steve 老师讲的 stone cold， 像石头一样的漠然，一点都好像没有反应，这样子。
Bobby sold the programobviously to these important clients, and made millions of dollars for the company.
Ooh.
Made and earned、
Good.
Millions of dollars for the company. However, Mr. Lee still didn't come by Bobby's office to thank him in person. So in the meeting, Mr. Lee didn't applaud. Mr. Lee didn't say, wow, Bobby, great job. And later, after the program was sold, Mr. Lee still...did not come by Bobby's office, didn't go to Bobby's office to thank him in person, to say, Bobby, great job, and、here's a little bonus, a little red envelope for you to show how much I appreciate your efforts.
Okay, 好，所以呢，接下来呢，不仅是在会议中 Mr. Lee 完全没有鼓掌，而且呢、这个 Bobby 他这个城市成功的卖出去，而且帮公司赚了好几百万。这里的 made 也等于刚刚 Amanda 老师讲的 earn. Can we spell that, please?
E-A-R-N. And because here would be past tense earned. E-A-R-N-E-D.
Very good. 好，所以赚了好几百万，帮公司赚的进账。然而 however 呢，这个 Mr. Lee 依然呢，都连这个 Bobby 的办公室走进来，然后跟他本人当面说个道谢啊、这个做的辛苦了啊、都没有。那么这里的 in person 这个 phrase 蛮好用的、
mm-hmm.
，in person 就是亲自的、当面的。Mm-hmm. OK， who can make a sentence using this phrase？
In person，
in person， I met Elvis Presley in person.
Really？
No, I didn't, because he died, I think,
yeah,
before I was born.
Okay, 但这个句子就对了、我呢、曾经亲眼见过、这个猫王本人、就是用 in person, okay?
He didn't die before you were born.
I know he didn't.
Let's move on.
Because that would mean that Amanda's much younger than me, and that's just not fair, so I had to say that.
不要计较这么多。
I delivered the letter to him in person.
Very good. 这个呢是我把这个信亲自、送给他 okay,、给他本人这样 Very good. Okay.
This was when Bobby decided that he had had it. So this, when Mr. Lee did not come to the office, Bobby decided he had had enough.、He needed to work in a place where someone appreciated him enough to say thanks when a job was well done. He needed to work in a place where he was appreciated.
OK, 所以呢接下来讲到了这就是 Bobby 他决定我受够了的这个时刻。所以呢他需要在一个什么样的地方工作呢？这里的 place 后面的 where 关系代名词带出来的补充修饰就是一个会有人呢感谢他，感谢的程度足以要说出谢谢。好，当他把一个这个工作做得很好的这个时候，这种地方才是他想要在那边 work。
I agree with Bobby. Well, join us tomorrow when we'll hear about Bobby's new boss.Until then, I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Bye!
你想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.izy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源，最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程。 还有最多的超优好康，长春堂网络书店欢迎您。